Title: Subtle Arcade Effect Motifs for Old School Flavor Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going after a very specific kind of magic, subtle arcade effect motifs. Not big, obvious video game lead stuff. I'm talking tiny bleeps, coin ticks, UI clicks, laser zaps, little stutters, the kind of ear candy that sits inside old jungle and early drum and bass, and somehow makes a track feel instantly more alive and nostalgic. The whole point today is repeatability and mix safety, because these sounds are easy to make and even easier to ruin your mix with. So we're going to build a small, consistent arcade world using return tracks, then design four motif types, and then place them in a way that feels authentic. Phrase edges, drum gaps, and transitions, not constant sprinkling. Step 0, set the context first. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. Have a real groove running before you even think about the arcade stuff. I want a break or a tight drum loop, plus your kick and snare layer, and a rolling bass, Reese plus sub, or a modern mid bass with sub, whatever your lane is. Now create a group in Ableton called Effects Arcade. Everything we make goes in there. Mentally, this group is seasoning. If at any point it feels like a lead instrument, you're overcooking it. Now we build the glue. Two return tracks. Create return A and name it Arc Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Choose a hall or room algorithm, but keep the decay short, around 0.7 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear your transient. Then filter it. High cut around 6 to 9K, low cut around 250 to 500 HC. You want space, not fog. After that, drop an EQ8. High pass again around 250 to 400, and if your snare has a crisp bite, you can dip a little around 2 to 4K, so the reverb doesn't compete with the crack. Optional but useful. Add a compressor on the return. Very gentle. 2 to 1 ratio, attack maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to tame occasional spikes when multiple motifs hit near each other. Now return B. Name it Arc Delay. Add echo. Set it tempo synced. 1/8 note or 3/16. 3/16 is that classic jungle bounce, so definitely try that. Feedback 15 to 30%. Modulation super low, basically off or just a hint. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 HC, low pass 7 to 9K. Stereo width around 80 to 120%. After echo, add redux. This is how you get that crunchy repeat texture without crushing your dry signal. Downsample around 2 to 6K for subtle grit, and keep bit reduction low, like 0 to 2. Then an EQ8 after it, high pass 300 to 500. That's it. And here's the philosophy: dry equals pixel, returns equal world. Keep the dry sound small and centered. Let the delay and reverb create the environment. Cool. Now let's build our four motifs. Motif 1. The coin tick or UI click. Super subtle. Create a MIDI track called Arc Coin. Load operator. Set oscillator A to a sine. For a little ping, use FM. A into B. With oscillator B also sine, and bring B level up just a little. You're not trying to make a bell. You're trying to make a tiny, digital ping transient. Amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay around 40 to 90 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and a short release, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. Now add a pitch envelope. This is the secret sauce. Amount plus 12 to plus 24 semitones, with a decay of 30 to 70 milliseconds. So it pops up and snaps back down fast, like a tiny arcade chirp. To add edge, put redux on the channel, but keep it restrained. Downsample maybe 6 to 12K, bit reduction 1 to 3. Then auto-filter as a high pass, 12 dB slope, and push the cutoff up somewhere around 600 HC to 1.2K. You want this thin. Ear candy should not have body. Now the mix placement. Send a little to Arc Verb, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and only a touch to Arc Delay if you want it, minus 24 to minus 15. Often the coin tick is better mostly dry with just a hint of room. For MIDI placement, think like a drummer's ghost note, not like a melody. Put a single hit on the end of 2 before a snare, or the last 16th before the bar ends. Also vary velocity. Keep it low, like 40 to 70, and don't make every tick identical. These should feel like little UI feedback, not a programmed solo. Motif 2, the 8-bit bleep note, gated call and response. Create another MIDI track called Arc Bleep. Load wave eatable. Basic shapes, square wave, unison off. We're going mono Game Boy energy here, not a wide supersaw. Enable the filter. Low pass 24. Set cutoff around 2 to 5K. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5, just enough to get that nasal presence. After wave eatable and saturator, soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then a gate. This is what gives the bleep that chopped. Intentional it ends now vibe. Set threshold so it cuts the tail. Start around minus 30 dB and adjust. Attack really fast. 0.1 to 1 ms. Hold 10 to 25 ms. Release 20 to 60 ms. Then EQ 8. High pass 200 to 400. If it's harsh, dip gently at around 3 to 5k. Don't be afraid of carving. Remember, the snare usually lives right in that same presence zone. Now placement. Keep it short. 1/16th or 1/8th notes. Use 1 to 3 note motifs and repeat them every 2 bars, not every bar. Put them in the pocket after the snare, like an answer. If your snare hits on 2 and 4, imagine the bleep responding just after, not on top. For sends, give this more delay than reverb. Delay send around minus 16 to minus 10. Verb send minus 20 to minus 14. Optional. Add auto pan for tiny motion. Rate half note or 1 bar. Amount 10 to 25%. Phase around 90 to 120 degrees. Keep it subtle. If you notice it is panning, it's too much. You want it felt. Motif 3. The laser zap. Pitch dive plus bit crush. Classic. Create a MIDI track called Arc Zap. Use operator again. Oscillator at a saw or square if you want it sharper. Amp envelope. Attack 0. Decay 120 to 250 ms. Sustain down. Release 40 to 90 ms. Pitch envelope. This is the dive. Set it negative 24 to negative 48 semitones, decay 80 to 200 ms. That's your pew. Now to make it feel like arcade circuitry, add pedal in overdrive mode. Drive 10 to 25%. Adjust tones so it doesn't turn into fizzy white noise. After that, redux with downsample 3 to 8k, bit reduction 2 to 5, but careful, this gets loud and harsh fast. Then oil filter, either bandpass or high pass. And keep it out of the low mids. High pass 500 Hz to 1.5K depending on how aggressive it is. Advanced tip here if your zap is brittle. Band limit before distortion. Put an auto filter low pass before your pedal and redux. Cut off around 6 to 10K. Distorting band limited material sounds more vintage and less painful. Arrangement wise, use zaps like punctuation. End of an 8 bar phrase, just before a drop, or on a fill bar where the drums thin out. And keep it low. Often it should feel wider via the returns, not louder in the dry signal. Motif 4. The microfill stutter. This one is less about sound design, more about production technique, and it screams jungle when used tastefully. Fast option. Beat repeat on a resampled FX bus. Route your FX arcade group to a new audio track called Arc Resample. Arm it, record a few passes where your motifs are playing. Now insert beat repeat on Arc Resample. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars. Grid to 1/16th, or 1/32nd for sharper slices. Jans 10 to 25%, 840 to 70, varination near 0 to keep it tight. Leave pitch at 0, but once in a while you can do a plus 12 moment for a cheeky one-off. Crucial, don't leave beat repeat running randomly for the whole track. Automate the device on only for specific fill moments. Think last half beat before a snare, or bar 8 and 16 turnarounds. Cleaner option, audio micro edits. Consolidate a bleep or zap. Warp in beats mode, preserve 1/16th or 1/32nd, duplicate tiny slices, add fades, and then glue it with the delay send. This gives you control and avoids the my beat repeat has a mind of its own problem. Now we hit the advanced part, making it subtle and mix safe. First, sidechain ducking. On each motif track or on the FX arcade group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your drum bus, or even just the snare bus if you have it. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. What you're creating is this illusion that the motifs peak between drum hits. The groove stays king. Second, keep the low end clean. Put EQ 8 on every arcade track and high pass it. Anywhere from 200 up to 600 Hz. And yes, 600 is totally fair if it's just a click or a bleep. These are not meant to contribute warmth. Third, use volume automation as your taste knob. Don't just set levels and hope. In dense drop sections, automate the motif group down. In intros, breakdowns, pre-drops, automate it up slightly. That's how you keep the ear candy exciting without it becoming annoying. Now a few coached notes that will level up your decision-making. Treat motifs like UI feedback, not instruments. Give each motif a role. A pointer highlights a phrase edge. An answer replies to a drum gap. Foreshadow hints at what's coming. If you can't say what role a sound plays, it's probably just clutter. Also, think in terms of mid-range budgeting. Arcade tones love living right where your snare presence lives, around 2 to 6K. Instead of only turning them down, carve a slot. On the motif group, try a wide dip around 2.5 to 4.5K by 1 to 3 dB if your snare is crisp. Or get fancier, use sidechain compression keyed from the snare, then EQ after it so the motifs tuck during hits and reappear between hits. The goal is audible between hits, invisible on hits. And stability beats novelty. Pick one brand sound, like your coin tick or your bleep, and let it repeat across the track with small changes. If every section introduces new arcade timbres, it starts to feel gimmicky instead of iconic. Here are some advanced variation ideas if you want that extra realism. Map velocity to tone. In operator or wave-eatable, map velocity to filter cutoff just a little and velocity to amp even less. Same MIDI pattern, but it feels performed. If you like working like a pro, build an audio effect rack on each motif track. Put redux, filter, saturation, and utility inside. Map macros like tone, bite, width, tail, noise. Then make macro variations for intro, pre-drop, drop, outro. Now you can switch character per section instantly without rebuilding chains. Add microtonal wrongness sometimes, a tiny detune, plus or minus 5 to 12 cents or an occasional one semitone shift for a single hit. Not often, just enough to feel like quirky old hardware. And for stereo discipline, mono the source, widen only the repeats. Put utility on the motif channel and set width to 0 to 30%. Then keep arc delay wide. The center stays stable. The echoes bloom around it. That's a clean, classic trick. Want extra texture? Layer a tiny noise burst under your coin click. Use operator noise or wave-eatable noise, decay 10 to 40 ms, and high-pass aggressively at 2 to 5k. Blend it super low. It helps the click read on small speakers without turning the tone up. And if you want sprite shimmer, try resonators on the bleep after EQ. Dry wet 3 to 10%. Tune it to your key, like root, fifth, octave. Keep output low. It adds a halo without taking over. Now arrangement strategy. Jungle style. Intro. Coin ticks and distant bleeps. No heavy drums yet. Pre-drop. Introduce a zap every two bars and increase delay send on one motif to create signage. In the drop, motifs should become rarer. Let drums and bass dominate. Mid-roll. A one-bar micro stutter fill every eight bars. Outro. Bring the motif pattern back for cohesion, like a lobo sound. General rule. Motifs appear at phrase edges, not continuously. Let's wrap with a quick practice exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.